For the past couple of years, the Aratoi Foundation have been working hard to raise the funds necessary to bring Ascension to Masterton. An exciting public artwork created by internationally acclaimed sculptor Neil Dawson. Ascension is a 10-metre high double helix sculpture suspended 5 metres above the ground. It is ambitious and daring and will appear to defy gravity as it hovers over the northern entrance to Masterton. Here's Neil Dawson talking to Lucy Cooper about the sculpture.
It's a spiral staircase, but it's a spiral staircase going sort of vanishing up and also vanishing down.
Right.
So that's kind of that idea of the past and the future and the, that it's all virtually the same thing.
Yes.
Right? That idea of something sort of growing up to a point and then fading out into the sky. It's also got rotation in it, which you're in the middle of a roundabout, so therefore everybody's rotating around it.
Yeah.
So you're looking at something, and whether you're, if you're a driver, you shouldn't be, but kids will be looking up as they go around, and
they'll
be seeing a spiral staircase moving. So just taking that very basic idea of a step and putting it into a form that you haven't experienced before in a place that you're not expecting it.
Yes.
And in materials that remind you something of aeroplane construction. It's like the space frame itself is like a fuselage, and these have an association with the fins on a jet engine, if you remember what they look like. You know, so that idea of sort of mechanical things. It's all just going to be silver, so that it's playing with the light and the colour that's there. It will reflect the blue in the sky, so it's not a shiny, it's not a reflective finish, it's a matte silver, so it receives light rather than reflecting light.
Ascension is an aluminium structure, a sufficiently lightweight but robust material that will stand the test of time and the elements.
And then with this one, you wouldn't go with stainless steel because of its weight, which is 2 to 3 times the weight, 3 times the weight, something like that, of aluminium, which just means suddenly you're hanging something up in the air that's 3 times the weight of the other one, means that your wires are going to have to be 3 times as heavy, and so the whole loading side of it, so the structural engineering stuff, the kind of stuff that Helen deals with, becomes an issue. So really it's I mainly use non-ferrous metals. And because I'm a constructor rather than a modeler, so I build things out of bits rather than carving them out of stone or modelling them out of clay. Although I know all those skills, I learn them as a sculptor, I don't tend to use that very much. So again, you're dealing with materials that we build buildings out of, or we build a chicken hutch out of.
The sculpture is the large roundabout at the northern end of Masterton. For Neil, the site visit marks the start of the creative process.
By far the most important thing is a site visit. So as soon as I was invited about this, I came up and I stayed here for 2 nights. They had the site, and I just spent 8 hours a day there. Basically, I was there at night. I probably took about 1,000 photographs, and I just would just sit there and just absorb it, you know, testing out ideas, but not committing yourself while you're there. You just say, thanks, I'll see you in 3 months. I really begin by what I can't do. And I, by the time you've counted out everything that you can't do, you end up with a space to work in, and then you sort of develop an idea. But really, the idea, I have made sort of staircase to heaven type structures for a long time, probably 20 years. And there would be five or six public works scattered around the world, like there's one in sort of Kuala Lumpur, which is called Vanishing Stairs, which just gets lighter and lighter as it, and that's 15 meters high, suspended in the middle of the city. I've always been interested in the idea of, well, it's called ascension, but that idea of just looking up, just getting people to look up, as being one of the major things that art can do, especially when you put it outside.
Neil Dawson wouldn't describe himself as a collaborative artist, yet he does work extremely closely with structural engineers to successfully manage the risk factors posed by wind and gravity. Here's Helen Trappitt, consulting engineer with the firm Lewis Bradford.
The great thing about working with Neil is he's got such a good understanding of gravity and wind, given his experience over the many years. So it's a pleasure to work with him on these large sculptures. I've worked with maybe four or five artists now on large scale works, and it's really interesting. Not most of them, it's been their first foray into sculpture, so they're not as experienced as Neil in terms of understanding the process. So it certainly goes a lot smoother with someone who's had that experience before. But it's really good fun. The challenges with this one is that the sculpture weighs about 400 kilograms, which isn't much, but the way we're suspending it means that the forces involved, need to be dealt with. So, it's really governed by wind design. We're trying to keep the weight of the sculpture down, but make it strong enough to resist those wind loads. So it's a balancing act to get that right. There's basically a design standard that we work to. So we treat the sculpture as if it's a building. So we're pretending it's a building. It's got a 50-year design life structurally. And we work out the wind loads for the site and design all of the components, the actual sculpture itself, plus the cables, plus the poles and the foundations for those wind loads. And so the artist basically has to accept what
there's
we
a bit
say.
Of a dance. There's a bit of a dance goes on, you know, whereby if I want to end up with 3 mil wires, I usually go in at about 2.
I see, yeah.
Negotiation.
Installation of Ascension will be a three-stage process. Here's Neil Dawson again.
The sculpture's now being fabricated in Christchurch, will come up in two pieces, completely finished. At the time when I'm finishing off the sculpture in Christchurch, the poles and the lighting, all the infrastructure, the power will be going into situation. From now until completion, we're probably talking 4 to 5 months, something like that, 4 months. But the sculpture's been in production for a couple of months now, and they've really only just got... I think they've got building consent this morning, so so they don't have to. So there's a lot of planning, but generally, once the planning's a bigger issue than the production.
There is no doubt in Neil's mind that public art has a very important role to play in the life and vitality of a place.
Well, it can change the mood of a site. It can change the psychology of a site. It can. I think it should reflect the human condition in some way, I think. But that it be new and original, like really important that it's not a copy of something. It should be simple, accessible, enjoyable, uplifting, fun, should be designed for children through to grannies. You know, it's just a useless object with a lot of uses. The torch you're trying to
carry burns for more. Neil Dawson has created dozens of public sculptures which can be seen in many countries across the globe. Each structure has its own unique creative journey and reason for being, and Ascension is no exception.
Yeah, each one brings, I hope each one has its own sort of character. Mm. You know, don't like to have sort of copies of things around the world or anything. Yeah. I like that if you're working for a client that you feel as though you should be doing something original.
Yes.
You know, so, but it's only interesting to you if it's original.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not going to sustain it if it's not, because
no.
It's so hard and it's so demanding. That sense of discovery is what keeps you going. You just want to see it. Like, I think I know what that's going to look like, but I don't, you know. And there'll be some surprises, and hopefully they're all good ones.
This piece was written and produced by me, Lucy Cooper. If you would like to support the Aratoi Foundation's final fundraising effort to bring Ascension to Masterton, then look out for the crowdfunding project, which will shortly be launched on boosted.org.nz. For details on how you can contribute, check out the Boosted website or the Art for Our Valley Facebook page. Sticking to the wall, sticking to this one-way street. You can never run, but you said you'd